Working for peace is not a utopia, stressed Andrea Riccardi, founder of the Community of Sant'Egidio today, as he opened the first full day of the International Conference of Men and Religion in Dialogue for Peace in Krakow, Poland.
22 seminars and nearly 300 speakers focused on progress and setbacks in the quest for global peace 70 years after the beginning of World War II.
Rabbi David Rosen is the director of the American Jewish Committee's Department for Interreligious Affairs.
He says memories, even painful memory of the Holocaust, must inspire humanity to peace.
To be here in Krakow, in Poland, 70 years after the Second World War, is itself a manifestation of triumph, of hope over destruction. And that's very much personified in the person of the late John Paul II. And nations that were enemies and were totally filled with hate for one another now cooperate, and even there is warmth between them, and you have now such a totally new spirit. Now, with regards to Auschwitz specifically, all memories, as almost all aspects of life, have their positive and negative potential. The Bible, in the Pentateuch, the Torah, emphasizes the importance of memory. We are always told, remember, you were a stranger, you were a slave, you suffered in Egypt. Why are we meant to remember it? Because the Torah, the Bible, says, so that you will be sensitive towards other strangers, towards other marginalized people, and that you will therefore develop a positive moral lesson from it. When people are wounded and they are in pain, and pain can last a very long time, when they can be victims of trauma. So the challenge is how to ensure that memory does not imprison you, but memory inspires you, motivates you to be more expansive, more compassionate, more engaging.